Would you allow me to add something?
Absolutely.
We are supporting the Iraq Memory Foundation, but we are in a difficult position. This is not just a particular problem. The foundation managed to have access to very important documents of the Baath Party. It is very difficult not to use those documents for political purposes, not to use those documents for lustration. It is very difficult for an archive like us to get engaged in an operation which might have very far-reaching political consequences. The foundation have access of these documents, and the situation in Iraq is very, very uncertain. It's very dangerous to give access to these documents to others. However, this is an NGO, a particular NGO, which have access to documents which concern the whole society. Now, can you give support to a foundation which is not in the position to give access to the public to these documents that concern the present situation of that very family? There is a foundation which gets money from the American government. The American government has good reasons to give money, not only because you are an excellent organization, but they have other reasons to support. It's difficult for an archive to get engaged in an operation where it becomes a partner in this very complicated situation of the American government. So we suggested that besides dealing with grave human rights violations during the Hussein regime, to explore human rights violations during the time of the occupation. But can you do this and endanger your support coming from the American government, which is a very important source for existence? So it's a very complicated issue.
Actually, this issue, whether to stop at 2003 or to go beyond, was a non-issue when we were founded in 2003.
Exactly.
But it is today a very important issue. I mean, I'm now voicing my personal opinion, not necessarily the opinion of others. We have disagreement in the foundation about it. I consider what happened in Fallujah to be a war crime. I mean, the bombardment and the obliteration of the city of Fallujah, ultimately, in my mind, is a war crime. So, for the foundation to be true to its mission, dealing with the trauma, it has to address the matter. It has to document. However, as a matter of fact, we are, I would say, laying the ground for potentially doing that through MOUs, memoranda of understanding with various ministries, but we are not in the same position of being heirs to any archive for the time being. So this is, at the same time, a very important issue, but really not of immediate relevance to us today. What is of relevance to us today is, for example, we know for a fact that there is misuse of documents. I mean, the difference between us and other holders of documents is we make everything we own public, meaning in inventory, not in content for the time being, up until a law allows us. Others are using the documents for political gains, actually, to pressure others to get out, or for economic gains. Others are forging documents that they have. So it's a question of setting standards, and this is what we're aiming for. Meaning, we are reaching wide within Iraq into others who have documents and saying, let us agree on standards. And this is actually, you mentioned support. This is actually exactly what you're supporting. You're supporting that networking effort.